You're tuning in to 64.8 Keck FM. I'm Caden, and today we have Aaron, Campbell, and Kaylee tuning in. Today we will be discussing our Antigone podcast that we listen to and all our thoughts on them. We will be starting out with, drumroll please, Uncalled For. I thought their intro was really fun, and they had nice background music. What'd y'all think?
Yeah, I said the same thing. I really liked the sound effects that they used, and I said that, you know, they all, like, understand what they were reading, and they knew what everything meant.
They had nice background music, which went very well with the scene.
I agree.
I think they also had a really nice flow to how they were talking. Like, it was more of a conversation than just reading lines. But I did think it was hard to hear their words a bit because some of the music was overpowering and they were a little soft-voiced, and some of them were flat, like, emotionally.
Yeah, I said that some of the lines, they were monotone, but besides that, but some people had, like, really, like, enthusiasm. Like, I can feel, like, their emotions. I thought was good.
Yeah, I also said the same thing. Like, I said that most people had really, like, good character, but some were kind of just, like, it seemed, like, to me, I just seemed like that it was, like, one person running it and, like, others were following.
There was also some giggling in their introduction and in part of their performance.
Yeah, I think it's also hard because when you're doing a podcast for theater, you don't have that chemistry that you do at the stage. So I think when you can get that, it can be really good.
Mm-hmm. So shall we go on to our next one?
Let's do it.
All right, our next one is Daily Dose of Theater.
I really like how they individually introduced themselves. And there was no delay between all of the readers.
Mm-hmm. I said that the person who played Crayon did really well in this scene. I think that he portrayed it really well and he had a lot of emotion. I don't know, I just thought that, you know, he did really, really well.
Yeah, I thought all the characters had a nice chemistry with each other. Like, they were bouncing back and forth. They all had that flow, like, that you should have on stage, but on a podcast.
Yeah, I also said, like, where they were talking back and forth, it sounded good. And I really liked that scene.
Their background music didn't really go well with their scene that they particularly chose, though.
Yeah, I thought it threw the tone off a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like some people didn't match energy because we had Crayon, who was such a, like he portrayed it so well and he had all of this energy, and I just feel like some people didn't really match it. So I feel like if we would have had, like, them, like, match it and be like, okay, I'm really invested in the scene just as he is, I think the scene would have been really, really good. I mean, it was good on its own. I just feel like just that little bit of energy would have, like, really topped it off.
For sure.
Yeah, I think the chorus needed more, like, instruction because I think they didn't have a good pace and they just needed to analyze their lines a bit more.
More enthusiasm.
Which comes with time, but, like, if I think their group seemed really knowledgeable on theater, so they could have helped him out a bit.
Okay, our third one is called The Third Playdate.
I thought their sound effects were a nice touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said as well.
Yeah, it was like, it made the scene seem more realistic.
Yeah, I said that I liked that it, like, they made it seem very busy as, like, a background. It like, made me feel like I was actually, like, watching it, even though we're, like, not watching it, we're kind of hearing it, but it made it feel, like, really like we were in an actual scene.
Yeah, you could imagine it in your head more. You could get that picture.
Mm-hmm. Like, they really, like, did really good with what they had.
Yeah, and, like, they, like, all of them, like, read everything, like, really smoothly, and I can tell, like, they were prepared because there was, like, no stops and, like, pauses between the lines, and I thought that was really good.
There was good timing between all of them, but the background music was really loud, and it was hard to hear them through it.
Yeah, that was one of my main things, that the background was, like, distracting, and it kept taking away from the scene.
It was really good. It's just, like, if it was toned out a little bit, it would have made it, like, it was supposed to sound busy, but you also don't want it to be, like, distracting. You still want to, like, focus on the scene. But overall, I actually really, really like theirs.
Mm-hmm. It was very nice.
Yeah. Okay, our next one is All 4 Years.
I thought their voices were really clear. Like, for some reason, it seemed like they like you could hear them better than any other group, I thought. Mm-hmm.
I know this doesn't really correspond with this like scene, but I actually really like their cover, like of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I thought it was like really, really cool too.
Mm-hmm. That was nice. And then the female who introduced the scene and everything, it was very clear, easy to understand, and the background music went very well with this scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like the music was very, very low, though. Like, it could mm-hmm. be just, like, turned up just a
yeah,
bit.
I thought it was, like, at first I just thought it was a weird background noise because it was so low that I was like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, same.
Yeah, me too.
I think there also was, like, there was mic feedback from it, and there was some wrestling mm-hmm. with the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, is fine. Everyone has technical difficulties.
Yeah.
All right. Our next one is take 4, action.
So, I thought their flow was really great in theirs. So, like, they had a bounce back between each character, and it was, like, on point.
It did seem kind of slow, though.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the lines were slow, but between them was good. Like, mm-hmm. they were slow with their lines, but fast with each other, you know?
I thought Antigone did really well in this one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she had the most character, and, like, everyone had character, but I just feel like she really, like, portrayed it super duper well. And I think there was one person, I don't know, but there was someone that was, like, breathing really near the mic.
Yeah, you could hear it, and it mm-hmm. sounded like background noise, so they should have, like,
yeah.
hooked the mic away from their mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I said that was one of my things. They need to step back from that mic because it was, like,
it sounded like this the whole time, or, like, it was, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, people have difficulties, and it is our first podcast, so you just gotta give it a little bit of a try and error and everything like that.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is the cinema.
I thought that they had, like, the lines were perfect with, like, their rhythm, but the emotion wasn't quite there for me.
They were all very into their characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was hard to hear some of them. They were too quiet.
Same. Yeah, I really did like this scene. I thought that everyone really, like, was, like, they all were very invested in it, and you could tell that they really, like, actually wanted to be there.
Yeah. I feel like they all have a real love for theater.
I didn't... Yeah. I could have done without that ding noise in the intro. Just, it didn't make much sense.
All right, our next one is R-E-M-J, or Remj. I don't know.
I like that they had a good enunciation in their words. Like, I could hear each word. Like, they practiced continuously and went through each word and knew what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. I thought that audio was really nice with this one. Like, you could, like, hear clearly, and you could hear everybody.
Very clear.
There was one person, so, like, in the other, and how we talked about, they were too close to the mic. One of them, they were too far away from the mic, and they were
That was one of my big things. I feel that the volumes didn't match. One person was really loud, and then, like, I couldn't hear another. But still, it was, like, I don't know. I just thought, like, they rehearsed a lot. It seemed like they rehearsed a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our next one is insert theater group name.
Their flow was really consistent.
I said I liked the nice tone with Crayon. Like, I think the person who played Crayon really was, like, they were on top of it, and they really, like, the way, like, dialogue went, I just thought that they did really, really well.
There mm-hmm. was some background noise that you could pick up in here.
Yeah.
And I said that some spots they were kind of, like, reading a little too slow, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of my main things, that, like, they were, like... They would read a little slower and then pick up the speed, so it was like kind of like a wave.
Yeah.
They made it sound like they were from the past, like they were from in that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I kind of like. I think I liked Crayon so much that I wish the person who played the other person in this scene. I don't know. It just seemed like the energy between them two did not match.
Yeah.
It just kind of seemed one-sided to me, but I mean that. And that's always, you know, with, again, trial and error. But I just feel like if we just brought up energy in that one person, then it really would have put the scene in, like, oh, you're there, and it just doesn't seem like someone's just reading.
Yeah, I thought their voices did convey emotion, but they were also monotone. Mm-hmm. So they were talking like this. So, like, you could see the influxes of when they get angry or happy, but it still sounded very monotone.
Mm-hmm.
So...
All right, our next one is a play on words.
Oh, I love the added sounds they had.
Yeah, I like the intro. I think it just made it really, like, fun.
Yeah, that was really
fun.
I also said, like, I really liked that they, like, it seemed that, like, with, you know, of course, our limit of, like, not being able to see each other, I think that, in general, they do seem like they, like, connected with each other, and that they actually, like... Like, the characters, like, seem like they actually had, like, a relationship between them.
But once again, there is a mic producing a lot of background noise.
Yes, I was like, there was some weird background noise in that one, and I was like, what was that exactly? Is that part of the scene?
Yeah.
I also thought I kind of think the pacing was off on that one. It was
That's
like...
That's what I said, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was...
It didn't flow, it was choppy.
Mm-hmm, it was very choppy.
I said I would like the music to continue, like, because I really liked the music at the beginning, and if the music continued, I think it would have really, like, pulled in that tone, but I also really like this one, too.
Mm. Yeah, they could have, like, slowed it down or, like, lowered the volume and, like, just continued it through the scene, which would have been nice.
All right, and our last one is 64.8 Keck FM, which is us.
I think they were the best. No mistakes.
Okay,
no,
I'm just kidding.
But for real, I think we had a good, like, back and forth between all of us. Aaron, your Creon was amazing. Campbell, your Haemon was perfect. Like, you guys portrayed the characters exactly how I saw them, and that was good.
The course Kaylee, was nice Boris, on how it went.
We're the
back
best course.
I did like that. Because I like working with you guys, and you guys are really, really cool, so I think you can really, like, see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I think we could have added, like, music and sound effects. I think it really would have made our scene a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quiet.
There were some things that we could have added, or, like, just to enhance the scene, but this was also our first time, so we're also learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I thought we did really good. I thought we all have great chemistry with each other, and that... It's all just going to come with time.
I feel like we also needed to match, like, energy at some points.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just feel like there was some points where we kind of just, like, lacked, and I think it was more towards the ending of the scene, because I think mm-hmm. we started off with those big monologues, and then, of course, after those big monologues, we have that dialogue. So I think, especially throughout the two monologues, I think that we kind of, like, didn't really start off with that much energy, and then we came into the dialogue, and then we lost it off mm-hmm. of the dialogue.
I think
then just following through.
Going from the monologues to dialogues is very, like, it's very hard, because you go from that big, expressive talking to having a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So that, it comes, you gotta work on with it, and you have to physically change or, like, mentally change how you're going about the scene.
Yeah.
I think we also could have worked on a little bit of vocab stuff, because I definitely struggled.
Yeah, when I listened to it, I was like, I'm not sure that was the word.
I struggled a little bit. I think we could have maybe did a read-through, like, one more time, and would have, like, gone through and be like, okay, this is the words I'm struggling on.
Yeah.
And stuff, because I think we did have I think it's specifically me, but I think I, like... And needed
Adominant.
To work a little bit on it. But I feel like I was a little dramatic in mine. I just feel like I was a little too over-dramatic. I think I could have toned down a little.
The dramatic effect was really good, because I think that's how Greek theater was. It was very playing on the tragedy. It was very leaning into it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I also think you guys, like, the chorus worked really well. I think you guys, like, really were good in, like, direction, and you guys, like, really, like, narrated it well.
The back
really
and forth was very nice.
Had a good... back and forth with each other. We, like, right after each other. So
yeah, it was pretty smooth.
Awesome. We're the best, Kaylee. Don't worry about it.
All right. So I think that's the ending of our critiques and, you know, our positives for everyone overall. I think that all the podcasts did very well. It's kind of hard to sometimes do a theater scene when we're not in person, so I think we all did really well with what we had, and I overall just really enjoyed it.
This was a fun project. I'm glad to be working with you guys this semester, and thank you all for tuning into 64.8 Keck FM. I'm Caden.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're signing off.